I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. You are not swayed by advertising, are you? You wouldn't go out and buy something just because you saw an ad. Well, there's a new study out that claims we will, in fact, buy the stuff that we hear and read about. And because we will, advertising has a real impact on the overall economy of this country. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Noah.
We think we know how advertising affects us as individuals, but what about this larger economic impact?
Well, in this study from the research firm Global Insights, they looked at spending on advertising over the last 10 years, and they also looked at sales that were generated by specific industries. And they found that, on average, businesses spend about $266 billion on advertising. As a result of that, they generated something on the order of $2.1 trillion in sales. So Michael Raimondi at Global Insights says increased sales aren't the only benefit of advertising.
They employ more workers to produce the products or provide the services. That's obviously good for the economy because those additional jobs generate income and then people spend that income.
And in fact, he says, according to their statistics, the economy would be 9% smaller if there were no advertising.
Tess, let's follow the money backwards on this study. Who paid for it? Is there any self-interest involved?
Certainly some self-interest involved here, Noah. The Advertising Tax Council paid for this study at Global Insight. And the advertising industry is a little worried about some proposals that are out there to, for example, limit ads from certain industries or even to tax advertising. The proposals haven't gone through yet, but they are still out there. The advertising industry is worried, and so certainly hoping that these economic indicators of advertising being a boon to the economy will help.
A lot of people would argue, though, that we don't pay attention to advertising. We just tune it out. In fact, we don't go out and buy stuff. We're just tired of it.
Right. Well, and in fact, with the advent of some of these technologies that, for example, allow you to skip through commercials on television, block pop-up ads on your computer, that's been a real challenge for the industry. But Raimondi says the messages do still get through.
There are a lot of people that ignore the commercials on television or just page through the newspaper and skip the ads. But consumers are aware of the advertising. And what our study has shown is that those advertising messages inform us about other things we can buy beyond the necessities that we need to live.
Of course, critics of advertising would say that's not necessarily a good thing, buying all those products that we don't need. But if you're talking about the economy, two-thirds of all economic activity is generated by consumer spending. Advertising does play a significant role in that. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, Noah, we're looking at Turkey's prospects for joining the European Union.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and about business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
You're welcome, Noah.